Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Mason, welcome to the podcast. My first question for you is, tell me your favorite success story with Kinexit.
Hey, thanks for having me on board. I think one of the biggest stories that I've heard with one of our users was a female golfer who actually used us, and it stuck to me because it was a pretty cool comment. And she said that, you know, before using the Kinexit Golf program, she would never have even considered playing with a golf with her husband. And, you know, after using our system in only just 4 months, she went from a 30 handicap to 18, and now they're playing together, and they really look forward to playing more. So I think that's one of my biggest ones from my end.
Now, that sounds amazing, but the hump we have to get over with me and my goal seems like a lot bigger of a deal.
Well, you do have your challenges there, and I'm hoping that we can in some ways help you get over that hump.
I love talking about this because you and several people I've talked to have been so nice. They don't know how to say, no, you can't do it. But I like your attitude. Our guest on this episode is Chris Mason. I'm calling him via the internet, and he is in Sweden right now. And we're going to talk to him about his new, I guess it's new. I don't know. We're going to find out. It's called Kinexit. It's tailored for your sport. And Drew over at Sport and Spine connected me with it. But Chris, let's talk about your background. I'm dying to know, are you a medical background? Are you a technical, nerdy kind of computer background? How did you bring those two things together?
Well, that's a good question. Well, if you go way back, I started my career as a tennis player, actually, I tried to play professionally, but realized quite quickly when I went full time that we just wasn't good enough. So, but I had the ability to see a lot of different trainers and so forth. I was inspired by a lot of them and got into the whole personal training industry. 2012, studied something called applied functional science, which really changed the way I look at the body. So two gentlemen that created something called the Grain Institute, and that's where it all started, and that's where I met my co-founder, Jenny Johansson, who's a doctor in chiropractic, and my other founder, Bob Wozna. Us three just started tackling this whole problem, you can say, that there's really nothing out there that has the uniqueness of being able to customize the sport and yourself and putting it on online. So to answer your question, I've got my background is within the training industry, but I have a big sort of interest in technology and so forth.
Now, before this experience and my bet, and just in case fans of Kinexit or Chris are just joining us, or if you're just coming in to this podcast at episode 4, I have made a bet here at the radio station where I work with our promotions director. She gave me 1 year to be able to dunk a basketball. I have till October 2nd now. Chris, I just tried, and it's been a long time since I've never dunked. I used to be able to grab the rim in high school, but that was over 20 years ago, and so I have a long way to go. I recently tried and haven't shared the video with anybody because it's so disheartening, but I've never dealt with or interacted with a professional physical therapist before, and I've been doing it over with Drew and Ethan. And I was talking to Ethan yesterday, and I feel like your story might be similar. He said, when I went to a physical therapist for a sports injury, it wasn't the best experience. Is that kind of what, did you have a similar experience that maybe kicked off this idea, or you realized that need for something like Kinexit?
No, to be honest, there's a lot of us out there that are us professionals that are really, really good and really talented in that sense. And looking into that, you know, it wasn't really a bit of frustration of the industry. It was really the fact that we've got so many people out there that need help and want help, but there's not enough of us. So it was just a matter of fact that we want it to be more scalable. That's the core functionality of it.
Now, I gotta think that this becomes popular, and this is probably bad to say, you know, or physical therapists don't want to hear this, but the one thing this allows is me to take advantage of some of their knowledge without them.
Well, that's correct in some ways, but what we're creating really is, I mean, I want to put it out there too, that we're not there to compete with physical therapists and trainers and so forth. We're actually there to complement what they're doing. We do offer a training tool too for our trainers and therapists called Coach's Dashboard, and it's really a tool where you can communicate digitally with your clients and patients and so forth. So you know, we're really embracing them rather than competing with them.
That's a good point. It's a complementary thing, not a competing thing. That's interesting. Now let's talk about what it is, because I went through some of the beginning steps, but I've logged on, but I haven't dug into it. But you can find it online, Kinexit, KINEXIT.com. Now, I'm going to try to log in, but walk us through the process.
So, I mean, first of all, if we summarize it, and at the end of the day, Kinexit is really a proven digital platform. You know, we've helped thousands of people improve in sports and daily function. And, you know, you can say that it sounds like any other training application out there, but it really isn't. I think the uniqueness with it is the fact that, you know, it's a platform that's really based on years of experience with some of the world's best experts in how the body functions. You know, what the platform really does is measure and identify the body's movement limitations, and after that, it automatically selects individualized animated video clips. So it's like going to an expert and you're getting your own playlist with exercises.
Is it a thing where they went, they plugged in all my results, and I'll have like a mini avatar that kind of looks like me even?
Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing. I mean, if you want to do it with your professional or if you want to do it on your own, it's just really easy to go through the test. You just follow the animation and you plug in your scores. And then the system is going to start identifying and finding and locating where in the body you have your different limitations.
So, and then when I go to the website, it's one of those things where you say tailored for your sport. Now, for me and my vertical leap or lack thereof, we went through specific tests, and I know one of them, they're concerned about my ankle mobility, but we did specific ankle mobility tests.
At the end of the day, you know, it's really, really important to understand the body is as strong as its weakest link. And, you know, if you look at your foot and your ankle mobility, you know, whether you're going through rehab or if you're a basketball player, which we're defining you as, or maybe even both, you know, a lot of people are desperate in trying to find and identify exactly what's keeping me from improving, what's keeping me from jumping higher in that sense. And you know, what Kinexit does is identifies those weakest points and deliver sort of solutions there. And it does it in real time. So that's, I think, is the core feature of what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, yeah, it was interesting because I logged in and you guys like set up suggested workouts. And those are based on not only my test results, but my past workouts that I've logged.
Yeah, so there's you know, you can call it artificial intelligence or whatever you want to call it, but there's a lot of time that's being spent into creating these playlists, if you call it. And, you know, these playlists are going to be driven by a lot of different things, like your tests, the sport you choose, and even the position you play, because that dictates some of the outcomes of the actual program. Now, you know, it also even dictates the facts. If you go on your profile, you see two things. You can change your priority. It's, you know, you might want to do a little bit of an easier workout, or you want to change the time So all these factor in, and we want to create the best sort of experience for our users.
Because I have this opportunity to have you on the phone with me. So what I go to is I go to select a new workout, and it comes up with options. And then I select my duration and what I want to do. The red mark is suggesting energy right now. If I just do like the shortest duration, which is 15 minutes, and flexibility, how many times, what will happen if I just continue to do that? Like, I'm obviously not going to hit my goal, right?
It depends on. At the end of the day, we've got a pretty clear goal here. We have to also define that. You know, some people want to be one side of the spectrum, is be able to play with their grandkids, and we've got the other ones on the other side that might, have specific, we're talking the elite athlete that really wants to improve and thrive in what they're doing. And in your case, we've got a challenge, which is basically you want to jump as high as it possibly can. And there are some certain things that are going to require this. So there's going to be a balance between mobility and stability and so forth. And what the system is suggesting for you to do is basically working on a combination of your mobility and your stability.
Man, it's kind of cool. So just walking through this, I pick whatever workout, my duration, and then it even lets me choose what equipment I might have handy or want to use. And then it goes and has a video here that shows me exactly how the routine should go. It gives me the reps, the legs, and all this, and I just keep going, and it will log that. And then next time I log in, it will say, hey, we're suggesting this time flexibility workout, and I can adjust, and it'll walk me through the whole thing. How often should I be retesting myself so it can then, I would assume, recalibrate what the workouts?
You're absolutely correct. And at the end of the day, to be honest, the more times you test, the more calibration, the more accurate connected is going to be.
Wow.
So, we recommend for those that don't want to test as often, at least doing it 4 times a year. In other words, once every quarter, so 3 months. If you have the chance, if you're really motivated and you do have a lot of things, working for you right now, and there's a big bet there. So I would say that test and train as much as you can. I mean, the only thing that Kinexit doesn't do for you, it doesn't train for you.
I was going to ask you that. Like, I don't like working out, and I'm trying to be positive about it because that's the only way I'm going to make this goal. But what do you have any tricks that I can force myself into having a better attitude about going to work out?
That's a good question. At the end of the day, you have to really dive in. But for me, one of the personal ones is really creating a routine. If I don't know about your background and so forth, but a lot of us lack the ability to fit that routine. That, if it's 3 times a week or 2 times a week or whatever it is, stick to it. If it's a Monday at 5 o'clock, that's when you work out. You're not going to miss that day, that time. I think getting into that routine is going to make it a lot easier rather than, setting up some goals here and there. So stick to it and really, that'd probably be my biggest bet.
Try not to make it an optional thing. Just make it like this is something I do at these times.
Correct. Like at the end of the day, do we question brushing our teeth? At the end of the day, most of us, if we've got good hygiene, no, we don't. At the same time here, we don't. It's got to be easy, but set up sort of easier goals. Maybe start with 2 times a week, 15 minutes a session, and start getting into it and start gaining a little bit of momentum. The fun thing is that Kinexit's always going to be delivering new, fresh workouts every time. There's going to be some tweaks, some different motions, different movements, and we've accounted this in for those that want some fresh and some new stuff, so to speak.
Tell me about Kinexit, like where it's at as far as a stage as a startup goes.
If we go back to it, actually this August we were chosen by something called Stockholm Growth and Innovation, which is one of the largest hubs in Scandinavia. So we were chosen into their accelerator program, and I think we're about 500 different types of companies that startups that apply, and we were by the top 8 that joined the program, so to speak, which is a great validation for us in that sense. And it's been a great learning, and we're there right now. And since then, we've got a little over 4,000 users on Kinexit, and you know we've had a tremendous growth over the last month, and we're really really happy with the progress, and we're excited about what's to come.
I'm obsessed with startups and entrepreneurs. And comparing that to my goal and thinking about something I'm trying to do very hard, talk to me about the ups and downs, because I got to imagine even getting this far with Kinexit is not an easy task. And there have been times where, you know, you've considered giving up, and I hear a lot about people having grit to make goals happen. Can you talk to me about grit in relation to this startup and how you handle it, or how you summon it, if you will?
At the end of the day, the startup industry is really not for everyone. You have to have a unique personality. It definitely isn't that, if you imagine, I don't know if you've heard it before, but that sort of hockey club experience where it's just flat lines, and at the end of the line, at the end of the hockey club, it just goes straight up, and then you're a Fortune 500 company. It doesn't really work that way. It's definitely an up and down. You've got ups and downs daily, monthly. We've been going on since really 2012 is when we started playing with the idea. 2014 is when we set the first code, and you know we've been building the system for the last 2 years. So last year we spent a lot of time with validation in different industries like basketball and the different sports we do. And it's still cases of you know finding the right model, etc. But you know definitely it's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of strain too. It definitely is.
Like when you get to those points, because like you said, there are ups and downs. During those down times, what are you doing? Like I need a speech when a month from now my improvement just isn't what I want it to be. What am I telling myself?
I think at the end of the day, you have to build an infrastructure around you. You have to build an ecosystem with people that are there to, you know, support you, that are there to, lift you up when you need and so forth. You know, I've got a great team I've got my team and here locally, I've got my team in the U.S. that are supporting Kinexit and supporting what we do and so forth. And, I've also got my tech team in the Philippines. And you know, without these guys, I certainly wouldn't have the power to push through, and we wouldn't be what we are today. So I think one aspect is team environment and then setting clear goals and really just putting your head down and going for it. You're going to have some good days and some bad days. But, you still have to have that belief you're going to be able to do it. If it doesn't, at the end of the day, it's a great journey, and you have to be with it. You have to enjoy the actual trip, too.
Well, you talking about having a team of people that support me, everybody in the radio station is betting money against me. So that's, I might need to surround myself with a quality team here. Even if it's a bunch of yes men, I need yes men, Chris.
I believe in you, but at the end of the day, too, again, Kinexit is not going to train for you. You have to put in the time, even if the odds are not rooting for you. But at the end of the day, I mean, you dictate your own future and what you want to do. So I would say just put your effort into it and go for it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Between Kinexit and what the team over at Sport and Spine is helping me, I mean, it is going to be all on me if I fail, unless it's physically, just physically impossible, which I don't think it is. So I guess we'll find out.
I want to put it out there, too. I mean, Drew and Sport and Spine, they're a great team. They've got a lot of good people. They see the vision, and that's one of the reasons why we're working with them. They're entrepreneurs. They're visionaries. They're moving into a digital age. And, I think with their help, I think you're going to be able to do it. But at the end of the day, I think, like I said, people are not going to be able to force you.
Right.
You have to really, really be able to. It's what you do when the doors are closed and when no one's watching you. That's where you put the effort in.
Well, and I do know Kinexit has what I call the wife feature, where if you don't log in for a few days, you get an email reminder. Hey, where you been? A little nagging. That never hurts.
I know, you know, it's right there. It's the effort. It's that, you know, we're watching you kind of a thing. In a good way.
No, in a totally good way. One more question, and then I have another question about Kinexit, and then we'll let you go, and I'll go stretch my ankles or something. Do you meditate? That's my other current thing that I really want to do, and I feel like a bunch of successful folks do. Meditation. Do you do it?
I do not do it. I do have a lot of colleagues and other fellow entrepreneurs that do it. They do always nag at me to do it. I would say that my meditation for me is that I've got a 2-year-old baby girl, you know, that spending time with her is meditation for me.
So, that's awesome.
You know, that's where I get a lot of my energy and boost and so forth, even though she's in that age where there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's so much fun being with yourself. That's my meditation.
I love that. Congratulations. I think you're right. To a large degree, it's just about the being in the moment. And a lot of times, if you're really into your child, you're just in that moment and everything else goes away. That's meditation-like, right?
I would say so. You know, setting boundaries and so forth. But you know, when it's us time, then, you know, then it's us time.
Kinexit. You can find it online, KINEXIT.com. Now, I don't know. Do you guys have a mobile app yet or not? I got to imagine you're going that way if you don't.
We are going that way. You're absolutely right. Today, it's a web application. So it's a platform that, you know, you can use it anywhere. You got your phone, your iPad, your computer, and that's really why we started off there. But we do have the vision to create a mobile application.
Yeah.
When that comes, I can't say right now, but it's in our pipeline.
There is a parent dashboard. So if you have kids, again, it'll specify these workouts to your specific sport and need. There's a coach dashboard. So maybe you can follow along if you're working with somebody else. You can do it as an individual, as a business. You can work with a team. It's very cool. I'm into it. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for Kinexit. And thank you. You are one of my ecosystem of positivity that really kind of has my back here, Chris, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and it was a lot of fun being on the call. So just keep me posted on how things are going. Good luck, and again, you know, it's all you. So
yeah, thank you.
Wish you best of luck, and keep on testing, keep on working out, and I'm hoping that we can follow your journey into a positive result.
Me too. Update soon, okay, Chris? Thanks for talking to me.
Likewise.
All right, so that's Chris from Kinexit, KINEXIT.com, and it is pretty cool, and they're helping me out, so we appreciate that. That's episode 5, I think, of BG Dunks 2018. Follow along on iTunes. I'll always take a subscribe and a like and a review. Give me a bad review. What do I care? You can follow along 997thepoint.com, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.